From WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. 50 years ago, on March 3rd and 4th, 1969, students and faculty at MIT gathered to protest the Vietnam War. Now, there were plenty of protests going on college campuses at that time, but this is MIT we're talking about. Rather than just holding a sit-in, they organized a two-day teach-in, a symposium with speakers including notables like Noam Chomsky, Howard Zinn, and Lionel Trilling. And faculty members signed an agreement that launched the Union of Concerned Scientists. Alan Chodos was a student organizer of the March 4th event and is now a research professor of physics at the University of Texas at Arlington. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Tell me about the lead up to the March 4th event. What prompted you and your peers to organize this?
The way it got started really was there were three of us who were all in the physics department, graduate students, and one evening we were talking amongst ourselves and kind of asking ourselves the question, what could MIT do to make it clear that scientists in particular were very concerned about this? And out of thin air almost, the idea came up that, well, we ought to have a research strike. What do scientists do? They do research. And that research is used for various purposes, some of which is beneficial and others not. And what they ought to do is hold a research strike. So the first idea we had was a real strike. We took our thoughts to certain members of the faculty that we knew, and they, of course, had a more reasoned approach, should we say. The idea, as it finally emerged, was that there should be a research stoppage, not really a strike, but a day of discussion and contemplation and decision about further actions, and really just holding the mirror up to the scientific community and saying, what are we doing and should we be doing what we're doing, and are there ways that we should take action to change what we're doing? And we chose March 4th because it has a ring to it that there was a slogan, March 4th is a movement, not a day. And everybody, we had buttons made up that said March 4th on it.
What was the atmosphere at that event like? I mean, you know, you say, oh, we're building off of the March 4th movement and that sentiment, and clearly feeling very strongly, very vehemently about your opposition to what was going on. But you weren't chanting and marching. You were sitting at panel discussions and hearing from some of the best and brightest. What was that like?
Well, that was really because it was, I think maybe the unique feature of what we were doing was it was a faculty-student partnership. And if it had been a strictly student activity, it would not have been quite the way it was. And I don't think the faculty would have done anything, actually, unless they were prodded by the students. So it was kind of what you get when you combine the constraints that the faculty felt they were under with the very strong opinions that actually both students and faculty had about the course of events in the country at the time. The outcome of the day was really that on the faculty side, they had formed an organization called the Union of Concerned Scientists, whose purpose was really just to organize that event. But as it turned out, the Union of Concerned Scientists, due to the activities of certain of the original members, became an organization that exists to this day and has been influential over the intervening years.
Alan Chodos, as one of the student organizers of the March 4th event, I mean, you've called it a student-faculty partnership, the whole institution being involved at some level. Did this feel like new territory for MIT? And what was it that you thought scientists and MIT in particular brought to the debate about the Vietnam War?
Well, the interesting sort of intersection point was the fact that a lot of the faculty were involved in one way or another in either through the funding that they received or even more directly through the work that they were doing. They were involved in work that had implications for military applications, or they were advisors to the Pentagon, or they were benefiting from the war activity, and they were contributing to the war activity. And so it was not as if the entire institute said, yes, let's do this, let's protest the war, let's turn the place upside down and do whatever we have to do to make sure that we're not complicit in what's going on.
We've seen scientists over the past couple of years organizing and being very involved in national politics. It sparked a debate, or at least brought to the fore a debate that's been there a long time about what the role of scientists should or should not be in the public sphere. And I have to say, it seems like the spirit of March 4th is alive and well at MIT. Students recently pushed back against an administration decision to have Henry Kissinger speak at the dedication of a new college of computing.
Yeah.
When you see what's going on in current events, do you see echoes of March 4th, or perhaps lessons that we could take from March 4th and apply to today's situation?
I think today's situation the thing I find kind of appalling in today's situation is the extent to which science is kind of ignored or pushed aside or just treated as one more interest group or something like that. The area that you think about most obviously would be climate change, where, climate change skeptics and or deniers or whatever, which includes, of course, now a lot of people who are in power, they just sort of don't see any problem with ignoring science. As I compare the two times and the two situations, where science sits in all of it seems a little different to me now than it did then, because then it was scientists are complicit in, or may be complicit in, waging this war that we want to stop at all costs. And now it's more scientists are being shoved aside and not listened to, and or are just being, treated as one more political group that has their own agenda. And the only direct connection is that scientists do need to be involved. I still strongly believe that. So the direct lessons are a little hard to draw, I think, other than just scientists they should not just withdraw into their laboratories and their classrooms and kind of ignore all of this stuff. They have to be involved, but the way they're involved is a little different now than it was then.
Alan Chodos is a research professor of physics at University of Texas at Arlington. He was a student organizer of an anti-war teach-in at MIT on March 4th, 1969. Alan, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.
MIT Press has released a 50th anniversary edition of the proceedings of the March 4th teach-in. You can find a link on our Facebook page. We're Living Lab Radio. And we'll be back in just a minute with what one expert calls the paradox of declining deaths from infectious diseases. Stay tuned.